This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Jim Cloud from Paws Care of Montgomery County. Jim, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
And we are here to talk about Paws Care. And for those that don't know, let's do a little brief history of about the organization and what you guys do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we're a 501c3 charity. Really, our mission is to rescue, rehome, provide better lives if we can, for abandoned, abused, or neglected companion animals here in Montgomery County. So I would say probably our most visible front is that we do have a foster program. We don't have a physical building location, but what we do is if somebody has an animal that they need to relinquish, generally an owner relinquishment sort of situation, or if there's animals in a shelter close by that are at risk of being euthanized, what we'll do is we'll bring those animals into our foster program, put the information out that these animals are there for adoption and go to adoption events and eventually find a forever home for the animal.
And, of course, I know the organization is very big on social media, so much, in fact, I know my news feed on my personal Facebook page gets inundated with pictures of dogs and cats looking for a home, and sometimes I don't know if they know that they're in trouble or what, but sometimes it tears your heart a little bit to see the animals and the way that they are.
It really does, and you're absolutely right. I think that for most animals, you know, if they go into a shelter or if they're in a neglected situation, you know, they're just like people. They're gonna let you know that they're not in the best situation. But I got to say, though, that, you know, you get them into a good foster home or into a good, loving, forever home, and those personalities change right away. And you see, and you go from seeing those really sort of sad pictures to seeing really happy pictures.
How many volunteers do you guys have with Paws Care? Because I know there's quite a few of you, isn't there?
There are. As far as volunteers for the foster program, we're in the double digits. We're somewhere between 15 and 20, I believe, right now. And that's just for the foster program. When you start to, you know, count the people that help us, you know, transport animals, help out just sort of with fundraising, you know, I think our numbers are probably getting closer to 100.
When you talk about transporting the animals, correct me if I'm wrong, that's just not in this area. That's all around the state, because I think I've heard from a couple of times that a couple of your volunteers have went up to as far as like the Chicago area to pick up an animal for foster care, correct?
That's true. We certainly have people all over the Midwest that come and adopt our animals as well as we do transport them. A lot of times when I refer to transfer, what we'll do is we might have a situation where we're over capacity with our fosters, but we work with other shelters here in the state that have their own vet clinics, have exemplary adoption programs, and what we might do in those situations is we'll take that overflow of animals and send them and transport them to those other locations so that they can get into a safe place and then get adopted out.
And I know funding is a big part of it, and I know you guys have a big fundraiser that's right around the corner, don't you?
We do. We do. We have a our big fundraiser is April 5th, and that is going to be our trivia night. It's being held at the Litchfield Community Center. I think we still have a few tables available, so if anybody's interested, look us up on social media or our webpage, which is mcpawscare.org, and the information for reserving tables there. And it's a great, it's a whole lot of fun. Besides having a fun, entertaining night of trivia, we also have a really spectacular silent auction. There's usually trips to Branson or Cardinals games, amongst a lot of other very, very interesting items to bid on.
I think celebrity autographs were featured a couple times, weren't they, last year?
Yeah, yeah. The names of them, are, you know, I can't think of them off the top of my head.
I believe Betty White and Bob Barker were two of them, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what, now that you mention it, I do remember seeing the Betty White. I wouldn't have been surprised if there was Bob Barker there either.
But is it amazing you, though, does it amaze you a little bit? You think of something simple as a trivia night fundraiser, The impact this has had, because I've participated in this for a couple years now, and it seems like you've got teams that dress up in character. You've got the enthusiasm for this is unbelievable.
You're absolutely right. And I think that, you know, besides just our trivia night, I think you've got a group of very energetic and creative trivia people that travel from trivia event to trivia event, and we're always happy to have those people show up at ours.
And, of course, the proceeds benefits Paws Care, and we're not talking about maybe a couple thousand dollars. We're talking a big chunk of change that this thing could possibly help to raise for the organization, correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's certainly a significant portion of our operating budget for the year. And I'll just reiterate once again that we're all 100% volunteers. We don't have any paid staff. The money that we bring in directly goes to, you know, making sure these animals' vet needs and immunizations are taken care of. We also do have other community programs that those funds go towards, such as spay and neuter, pet food assistance, and also we have a scholarship as well that we offer for people, residents of Montgomery County that are interested in going to school.
I know my job here at the radio station, we do a lot of community events or read them often, and I know the Paws Care organization is very active with events throughout the community. It's just not a trivia night and then it's it. You guys are out and about. It's almost a full year cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Adoption events alone are 2 weekends a month. The third Saturday of every month, we have an adoption event at the PetSmart in Springfield off Veterans Parkway. We're just starting a monthly adoption event at the Tractor Supply Company store here in Litchfield. So, yeah, that alone keeps us pretty busy on top of all the transfers and vet visits and whatnot.
Talk with us a little bit about the animals that are being fostered. What's more common, dogs or cats?
You know, right now it's dogs, but we certainly, our cat foster group is growing, so we are starting to move a lot of cats over the last few months. So I would say that we've probably been more of an influence with the dog population, but we're certainly trying to make some strides with the cat population.
Follow-up question here, what's easier to find a home, a dog or a cat?
I would probably say a dog, and I think that just has to do with the fact that people who are dog people, if I can use that term, you know, they know what they're looking for, they've usually had them in their homes before, it's a much more intimate sort of relationship, and that's not to say that people and cats don't have intimate relationships. They certainly do. But I think in this location, I certainly see a lot of barn cats and outdoor cats, whereas our dogs are generally more indoor. So I think that makes it a little easier to get those adopted out.
We've got Jim Cloud with us on Around Montgomery County. Jim, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And, of course, we as we mentioned earlier, the big Trivia Night fundraiser is right around the corner. You mentioned that you may have some tables available for interested individuals. Give us a number that someone can call to find out more information about the organization, but also maybe reserve a table for the Trivia Night.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anybody that wants to give us a ring, they're welcome to reach that area code 217-313-3015. If they have any issues with an animal that they might see if we can help with, we're happy to do that. If they have any questions about how they can volunteer with the organization, we can certainly address those as well.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much, and continue the good work with Paws Care, and best of luck in the future. I really do appreciate your time.
Likewise. Thanks for having us.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Jim Cloud from Paws Care of Montgomery County. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.